So how is CMA Fest treating y'all? I know it's like starting today, but the week is kind of crazy. So, yeah.
Go ahead, Charlie.
How is it treating us? We're up early.
Yeah.
Making the rounds.
Yeah.
So I guess it's treating us well.
Good.
Alive and well, huh?
Yeah. Should we like just go boom, boom, back and forth?
It should pick both of y'all up.
It'll pick both of y'all up. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, CMA Fest is no doubt one of the craziest weeks in Nashville. So I'd say the biggest thing is dealing with traffic.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to understand it's going to be, you know, 10 times the traffic it normally would be. And then you've got pedal carts.
Yeah.
The pedal carts are definitely not easy to deal with when you get behind. Getting behind one is difficult. Getting behind four, it's like an impossibility to get down any street anywhere close to downtown. So, you know, we're lucky today that we're right here in the kind of the outskirts of downtown. We're in the Music Row area, so it's a little bit easier to get in and out. So it wasn't too bad.
Do you always get behind the pedal taverns that have, like, the bachelorette trips and, like, do they, like, flash you and stuff?
It's
true. This isn't New Orleans.
No,
they see me, they go, "That's Big Kenny. Everybody keep your shirts on." So I never get flashed. By the way, that's my son Lincoln over there. Yeah,
Lincoln,
how you doing?
Hello, Lincoln.
Good to see you. Lincoln, bring him a can of peanuts. He'll love that.
We love peanuts.
Yeah, here he comes.
Here you go. Just
we
grab
love
a can.
Peanuts.
Grab a can and set it
we
on the
need
table.
A good perfect. Snack.
Thank you so
chili
much.
Lime.
Okay.
And speaking of driving,
speaking of driving, we've got this show called
Crank It Up
Garage.
Yes. Woo!
Yeah, man.
Tell
into
us
our
about
third
that.
Season. Man, it's our third season on a Circle Network, which is, you know, we're proud to say a major network right out of Music City, USA.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the show that our philosophy is, if it rides, glides, floats, or flies, or moves otherwise, human-powered or motorized, combustion or electrified, wheels, wings, jets, or slides, as long as it rides.
Wow.
There you go.
You want to see right here on Big Kenny's Crank It Up Garage TV.
Yeah, y'all.
Y'all practice that, though, right?
Not really.
First time saying it,
guys. A couple hundred times.
Yeah, I've said it so many times, it really rolls off the tongue. But, you know, our concept with the show is to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
To tell people stories and to find some of the most interesting rides across the USA and put a shine of light on the creators that make them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of the vehicles are one-offs or they're inventions of some sort or they're crazy in some way.
Yeah.
We started out the first season. The first ride was an Amish Thunder Buggy, which was a jet-powered Amish buggy.
I'm
sorry.
And there's only three people in the whole entire world that have driven it.
Yeah.
Really?
And we're two of them.
Yeah.
How does that? I'm like trying to think in my mind, like visualizing.
Are they allowed
a powered Amish buggy?
About 80 miles an hour, and you realize you need to step on the brake because it has to turn, and you're on these tiny little wheels, and you're like, this thing's not going to stop, and it's going to flip over, and we're going to catch on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But sounds about right.
Y'all didn't wreck it.
We lived through it. Didn't wreck it. It's close. Definitely close. So this year, you know, we've been through so many rides, but I'd say a couple of them that stand out to me this year, the show we just finishing editing today in season three.
Which airs June 29th.
Yeah.
Nice.
We had
a
rock crawler, so I don't know if you've ever seen these vehicles, but like here's a regular vehicle, like a truck. They call it a crawler, but this thing will climb up a rock wall or it'll climb off of a wall. I actually drove it off of a cliff. I couldn't believe it.
I just want mine to go over the curbs.
Yeah.
Same.
Any curb you've ever seen. I mean, you roll up to a rock, you got these rocks about 8 feet over your head, right? And you're going, how am I going to possibly take this vehicle up that boulder?
Yeah.
Next thing you know, crank, right up on top of it. And then the wheels are so heavy on the top, it'll grab it and crawl right over top.
They have water in the wheels,
nutty.
Believe it or not.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It weighs it down so it can grab and grip and climb.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And then
awesome.
There was this vehicle called the Sea Breacher. Wow. This thing looks like a dolphin.
Looks like a dolphin or a shark or a whale.
And a jet plane.
And like a jet plane.
Like a fighter jet.
And it dives
so
underwater.
It's got a canopy on it and everything.
And it shoots
dives
out of
underwater, shoots out of the water, rolls over. It does everything a fighter jet will do except, you know, actually come out of the water and keep flying.
And we did that at Lake Shasta up in Redding, California. Yeah.
That is neat.
Yeah, season three is action-packed. Yeah.
Well,
I need to watch
out.
Season
yeah.
three. Seriously.
June
29th.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
And you can also find us at circleallaccess.com.
Perfect. Perfect. Awesome. Yeah, definitely check that out.
You can watch season one, season two, all the other
All of it. Right all of it. I
well,
love it.
We appreciate y'all stopping by, and we got some shot glasses for you. That's for y'all two and your son. Y'all gave us peanuts. So
man, we should have brought something for the shot glasses, too.
I love it.
Normally we would, but we Brittany's pregnant, so we didn't want to leave her out of the situation.
Good for you. Good friends.
Thank you so much
for having us.
Yeah. Can't wait to check out the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're excited.
Bye.
Awesome.
Y'all have a good one.